time to take a step back, put yourself in their shoes, asking why they strap themselves up with the bombs that they use. Hey, but don't get me wrong, they are no better than us. Propaganda's got their angry minds worked into a fuzz. Picture, you're 16 years old and your daddy shot dead. Beliefs of daddy's daddy got him slugged in the head. And your uncle's cool too, the locals worship his name for his efforts over New York in that big aeroplane. But with the thoughts of a boy, you got the balls of a man. Your religion tells you daily, take that dick out your hand. So what's a kid gotta do to get some action round here? The only way out's blood and guns and guts, explosives and fear. So you take a short trip, a local bus into town. The special jacket mum has made you, keeping you weighted down. You're checking over your shoulder to make sure no seat is spare. You flick a switch, bang, whoosh. You all fly up in the air. And you ascend into heaven, 1,000 virgins in tow. Man, that shit sounds good. I think that's just how I wanna go. And we cannot believe just how naive he has been. What? More naive than all that stuff you've bought from adverts you've seen. That can of drink in your hand, or those shades that you wear, worn by some cool sellout singer, with those teeth and that hair. Those sweatshop trainers you own, handmade by the bomber's wife. Well, she might have been if he hadn't just taken his life. It's time to take a step back, ask where all this is at, find out why the men in politics are all getting fat, find out how a jihad's used to get a share of the spoil stuck up on guns and gems and chemicals and control all the oil, and the boys in the West are threatening military action. They say they can't trust the East with weapons of mass destruction. Well, just look at the Kurds, they're killing all their own folks. All this bullshit and hypocrisy is making me choke. When Western timber firms in Bangladesh still deforest trees, causing mudslides, killing thousands, keep them down on their knees. So packaging that we use will cost us even less cash. Forget the lives of all the children we threw out in the trash. Let's thank the US military for inventing the web so your kids can watch some Dutch girls giving Alsatians head. And I'm pulling out my hair. I'm getting more and more fearful. All those fingers on those triggers. Tell me, who's the most evil? And out in Africa, we see the streams of blood never cease as warring tribes are killing tribes just like some social disease. So if we care, how come this isn't something we try to foil? It's not within our interest. Translate,
there isn't much oil.
So, what gives us the right to take the moral high ground when we know that Hiroshima was Japan's loudest sound? We are no better than them. They are no better than us. When the ashes turn to ashes and the dust turns to dust.